You're not my second choice. You're my first. A mad foggy fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. When God closes a door, he opens a window. Or that time Electra lied about being mad soulmates and was really foggy all along. It wasn't supposed to feel like this. Weren't they soulmates? Wasn't that what Electra said? Weren't they meant to be? Apparently not. Was she even his alpha anymore? She'd said the mark hadn't taken, and then she'd left. Maybe she was coming back? No, not maybe. He knew in his heart that she wasn't. She wasn't his soulmate. She wasn't his alpha. She wasn't anything but a liar. She'd said she loved him, and she didn't. The stupidest thing was that before Electra walked into his life, climbing to be his other half, he'd been happy. Well, he thought he might have been falling in love with Foggy, but then Electra happened. She didn't love him. If she did, she never would have left him in his state. God, this was agony. His climbing gland felt like it was on fire. It was hot to the touch. It itched and burned by turns. It was swollen too, and it throbbed constantly. Something was wrong, either with him or Electra, maybe with both of them. At the moment, Matt was more concerned about himself than his missing, now ex-girlfriend. She'd said it would bring them closer together than ever, that marking him and claiming him would seal the bond between them. It didn't work. Electra was gone. There was no bond, only agony. Only pain, fever, fatigue, and body aches so deep that he felt it in his bones. Electra and Atreus had never been and never would be his true alpha. She'd lied. She'd manipulated him with her promises, and he'd believe her. What was her goal? To hurt him? He honestly didn't believe that of her. To control him? To use that bond to coerce him into following her lead, abandoning the life he'd been building at Columbia to join her crusade instead? That seemed far more likely. Not that it mattered now. She was gone, and the pain was getting worse, not better. She doomed him the moment she tried and failed to mark him. He was destined, not for bliss and belonging, but death. Electra was going to be the end of him, and she wouldn't even be here to see it. He rolled into his side and curled in on himself, feeling hot and cold by turns, shivering as chills wrecked his body and doubt plagued his mind. Was she really going to leave him like this? To suffer alone? Yes, she really was. If she'd been his soulmate and his true alpha, as she'd claimed, she wouldn't have been able to move from his side after marking him. The bond would have tethered her to him physically, emotionally, and mentally. There was no bond, only pain, unending, and isolation. Foggy had gone home for Christmas, and Matt wasn't going to make it to the new year. He shouldn't have left him. He didn't feel right about it. Matt Murdock was a pain in the neck, literally. He knew the second Electra tried to mark him, and he knew that she'd failed. He knew because the first words Matt ever said to him were imprinted on his skin. The words, "Excuse me, is this room 312? That was Foggy's dorm room. That was his roommate and his roommate, his soulmate. It had been 2 years, and he hadn't told him. He'd seen his own soul mark on the inside of Matt's right wrist more times than he could count. A single word. What? AKA the first thing that he ever said to his soulmate and wished he could take back and replace it with something cool, deep, and meaningful. But no. The mark was forever. His impatience and frustration memorialized in Matt's skin. He was pretty sure that Matt didn't know what his mark said. It was like a really big freckle, right? If you couldn't see it, you'd forget it was there. Foggy never forgot, and he'd been in agony since about 4 nights ago, which meant that Matt was in serious trouble. He'd never thought Electra would go that far or that Matt would let her. He'd meant to tell him about the soul mark about 100 times. There was always a good reason not to. It would make things awkward. Their friendship was more important. Not that platonic soulmates weren't totally a thing, but Foggy was kind of the opposite of platonic when it came to how he felt about Matt. It was also the fact that Matt was in love with Electra. It was better to wait until that whirlwind romance fizzled out before he made his move, right? They had exams coming up. They were too young, It wasn't the right time. The list of excuses went on, but Foggy knew in his heart that it wasn't just the right time. It was the only time. He needed to tell Matt no, or he'd never get another chance. He pulled on his coat, swiped Theo's car keys off the kitchen counter, and went to find his soulmate. He could smell him from two floors below, and he tried to ignore the way his heart soared with relief at his return. In defiance of the dorm rules, or perhaps simple forgetfulness, Foggy wasn't wearing scent blockers. Matt had always been able to pick up his scent anyway, of course, with senses like his. But it had been faint before, and now it wasn't. He breathed deeply, finding that some of his pain diminished as he drowned in the wonderfulness of that scent. The soft earthiness of bamboo grass grounded him, and the rich freshness of avocado and mint cleared the fog of misery that had so clouded his mind after days of pain and months of mistakes. He loved him. He had practically from the start. He'd just been an idiot, but there was still time, right? There was time to tell Foggy the truth, to apologize, and even to tell the truth about other things too. To admit that he could hear heartbeats and pick up secondary genders and scents. He knew the truth. Foggy was no beta like he pretended to be. His fiercely protective and undeservedly loyal roommate was an alpha. Why Foggy didn't want people to know, Matt could only guess. He supposed there was a little something to do with gender stereotyping. Foggy didn't come across as a typical alpha, loud, dominant, and possessive. He was softer and sweeter, gentle in a way that made Matt wish he'd been a bit less of an idiot so that he could have told him ages ago, before Elektra happened, that he was a little bit in awe with him and completely in love with him. He just thought soulmates trumped love. He'd been wrong, he'd been lied to, and he was sorry. What? He demanded when a knock came at the dorm room door, breaking into his reverie. Excuse me, is this room 312? A familiar voice said. You know it is, Fogg. Matt mumbled wearily as his roommate stepped inside and shut the door. But you don't, said Foggy as Matt slowly sat up, shivering slightly. You don't know those words. They're my soul mark, Matt. You're my... I don't believe in soulmates, Matt said quickly, because he couldn't ask that of Foggy. The soul bond was forever. Well, you believed in them 4 nights ago, said Foggy, and Matt frowned. It wasn't his refusal to back down, or even that Foggy called him on his shit. He'd always done that. Foggy Nelson didn't walk on eggshells. He didn't treat him like he was made out of glass. People tended to do that because he was, one, blind, and two, an omega. Foggy didn't. He'd never treated him as anything less than an equal, friend, and partner. He came and sat on the edge of the bed, and Matt sighed. How did you know when Elektra... Soulmate, remember? Said Foggy, not sounding too happy about that. I know you've got no reason to believe I'm telling the truth, but... I do. Matt said quietly. I can hear it. I believe you. Okay, well, let's do something about it. Foggy suggested, insisted, really. Matt shook his head. Foggy, we can't. He wouldn't do this to him. To Foggy Nelson, of all people. He wouldn't have his best friend in the world, and the guy he'd been harboring secret feelings for bond himself to someone like him. To someone who'd been too arrogant and obsessive to notice what and who was in front of him this whole time. And he wouldn't have Foggy do that just because he felt sorry for him. Not a chance. He was about to tell him so when Foggy said quite abruptly, I'm in love with you, Matt. I know it's the worst possible timing to tell you that, but... I can hear heartbeats. Matt blurted out in an even exchange of secrets. What? Foggy said uncomprehendingly. Matt swallowed hard and continued. I have heightened senses. It's been that way ever since I lost my vision. I can hear your heartbeat, Foggy. Okay, I can't process that right now, said Foggy, and Matt sighed. Let's sort the soul bond mess first, and then we'll talk about that, okay? Matt shook his head. Foggy, you know that isn't how this works. If you mark me, it's forever. There's no changing my mind later. People always change their minds. He couldn't even count how many prospective adoptive parents had changed their mind about him. Like Stick changed his mind, like Electra. People always left. They always realized in the end that he wasn't worth it, and he dreaded the day Foggy came to that realization too. "I won't change my mind, Matt," Foggy said gently. Matt bit his lip and played with a loose thread in his comforter as he said uncertainly, "You don't know that." "Yes, I do," said Foggy, his tone one of determination as he added, "Matt, let me help you. Let me love you. Let me be everything you need. You know I'd never hurt you." "I do," Matt said desperately, a painful lump rising in his throat, threatening to choke him. "I know that. I screwed up, and I don't want you to think. You're not my second choice, Fogg. You're my first. I just made a mistake. A lot of mistakes." "Then let's make it right," Foggy murmured, his rich scent intensifying as he leaned in and cupped Matt's cheek with his hand. The kiss he pressed to his lips was tentative and tender, a soft seal of forgiveness and a promise of loyalty and love. Matt melted into the bliss of it all, breathing in the earthy richness of his alpha and true mate, Franklin Foggy Nelson.